A historic Masonic orphanage and one-time tuberculosis hospital in Inglewood remains in limbo, years after being slated for demolition by the state of Tennessee. The history and future of the structures are the subject of a recent Curious Nashville question. WPLN's Blake Farmer has their story.
Each day on the way to work, Wes Robinson drives by the boarded-up limestone buildings, and he asked about their history because he has a personal connection. His grandmother was sent to the orphanage during the Depression after her dad died. Since he was a Mason, her mom made the gut-wrenching decision to send the youngest kids from East Tennessee to the Masonic Home for Orphans and Widows in Nashville.
Some men show up in a car, and she tells them to go with the man that they're going to get them some, my grandmother said, new shoes for school. And so she went with them, and that was the last time she saw her mother.
Masons started building orphanages and nursing homes after the Civil War. What remain in Nashville are from the early 1900s. The main building operated until World War II broke out. It was right about that time that the state of Tennessee was trying to consolidate the many tuberculosis wards around the state where patients waited out symptoms of the deadly lung disease. So it bought the Masons property and made it into a 65-bed facility. A 7-story TB hospital was later built on the same land, and once it was no longer needed, the state turned it into the current laboratories for the health department. But after all these changes, no one's figured out what to do with the Masonic home, says Metro Council member Nancy Van Rees.
Just getting it stable is a real big step that I hope to take.
Van Rees helped fight off demolition in 2016. She says she plans to ask the administration of Governor-elect Bill Lee to act before the damage from decades of neglect becomes irreversible. But currently, the state has no plans to either save the structures or tear them down. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.